revealing the secrets of great public speaking. It's the Speak Fearless Podcast with Mark Westbrook.
Hello, hello, come and sit down. Welcome to Speak Fearless, the public speaking podcast. I'm Mark Westbrook from Public Speaking Coach Scotland's Speak Fearless Academy. And this is my very first podcast, episode one. Exciting. If you like what you hear on today's episode, get yourself subscribed so you don't miss the next one. I believe that despite being the number one fear, that public speaking is a learnable skill. And with coaching, you can develop this skill and transform yourself from wherever you are now to wherever you want to be. You don't have to be some inspirational CEO guru delivering a TED talk to want to develop your public speaking skills. Sometimes it's as simple as wanting to speak up at a parent-teacher meeting, or perhaps you've had a promotion, and like many promotions, that leads to a lot more public speaking opportunities. Now, I'm going to use the word opportunities because opportunities are what they are. They are events that give you the opportunity to express yourself, your thoughts, your feelings or beliefs, or those of your business, your organization, your brand. Expressing yourself is a primal activity. Human beings have always had it. From the cave paintings at Lascaux, the building of the pyramids in Egypt, the plays of Shakespeare, the novels of Emily Bronte, the speeches of Martin Luther King, the films of Spielberg, the marketing of Gary Vaynerchuk, to the personal expression that every Instagrammer or TikToker can experience, we all want and need to express ourselves. Even those of us like me, naturally quiet, shy people, introverts, they call us. That's right, I confess, I am one of those who would rather not. We all need to express ourselves. Public speaking is a form of expression. You don't need to be a show-off. You don't need to love the limelight or have astronomical super confidence. We all have something to say or a need to say something. And public speaking is one way to say it. But many of us can be scared of that opportunity. Because it's an opportunity to make a dick of ourselves, isn't it? Sorry to say that, I can be a bit sweary. Hope you can overlook it. I do believe that we should express ourselves authentically. There's no point trying to express yourself like you imagine it's meant to be done. We all sound like BBC news readers. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm expressing myself authentically like you should. And I promise I never intend to offend. Most of us are scared of public speaking. It's the number one fear. Do any of you remember that Seinfeld episode?
I saw a thing, actually, a study that said speaking in front of a crowd is considered the number one fear of the average person. I found that amazing. Number two was death. Death is number two? This means to the average person, if you have to be at a funeral, you would rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy.
Being afraid of public speaking is perfectly normal. Anthropologically speaking, we survive when we work as part of a group. With the group comes shelter, contact, sex, safety, food, well, everything important. And if we're excluded from that group, we will lose all of those lovely benefits of being in a group. Public speaking sparks a fear of being cast out of that group. What if we make a fool of ourselves? What if we say something that pushes us out of that group? What if we are no longer accepted by our group and we are cast out? We're banished. So public speaking creates a primal fear, but in truth, it isn't a very helpful fear today. Even if you do an absolute stinker of a speech, your wife probably won't leave you. Your friends probably won't refuse to meet up with you anymore. And you probably won't be forced to sleep in the garden. That fear is there to protect an earlier version of ourselves. We don't need it anymore. But that doesn't stop us having those feelings. When that fear is triggered, we have a threat response. Just as if a bear is coming to eat us. Our mind and bodies react to save us from that threat. An auditorium of 50 people? A classroom of 10? A conference venue of 1,000? They all cause that threat response. The very idea of a threat can activate our sympathetic nervous system. How sympathetic? And it triggers an acute stress response that prepares us for 3 possible courses of action. Fight, flight, or freeze. Each of these is designed to help us to survive in the threat situation. Fight the bear, flee, run away from the bear, or freeze and hope the bear doesn't see us or mistakes us for something already dead. Well, those 3 are pretty common responses to public speaking situations.
Subscribe to the Speak Fearless podcast now and never miss an episode.
That's right. If you've got clammy hands, if your heart's beating through your chest, you're shaking like a leaf and running for the toilet, yup, you're experiencing the effects of glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. And that fear is very real, and it can be career damaging. To overcome the fear of public speaking can be life-changing. And I've seen that happen. So if you're experiencing glossophobia, what am I feeling? Well, I guess nerves are just the name we give to nervous energy that doesn't have a release. When we get scared, we get adrenalized. And without a proper output for that adrenaline, we experience that fight, flight, or freeze response. It's difficult to do something as sophisticated as speaking eloquently to a group when you want to fight, flight, or freeze. A little bit of nerves is helpful, providing the extra energy for the presentation, but a lot of nerves leaves us frozen, fleeing, or ready to fight. Now, the flee response is sensible, isn't it? Running away from being eaten makes a lot of sense. To make you run away, your mind will fill itself with very persuasive, critical, negative thoughts that convince you you should probably give up. You probably say you're sick and don't go. The freeze response. Well, that's the one that really makes you look like an idiot because you're stuck up there in front of people not doing anything. But hey, at least you're not getting eaten by the bear. And finally, the fight response. Well, listen to me. Fight is actually your friend. Fight's your body's way of preparing to take on the bear. It raises the heart rate, pumps the blood, causes you to sweat, fills your body with adrenaline, ready to take on that threat. Believe it or not, that's your body saying, if we're going to do this, come on, let's do this. All that stomach-churning fight response is trying to prepare you to fight. But it's also giving you the energy and focus to do that difficult thing. So if you start to feel your heart rate climbing before a public speaking opportunity, then what you have right there is your body joining in. It's trying to help you succeed. Nonetheless, you are experiencing deep, intrinsic threat. Mark, what is deep intrinsic threat? Well, I'm sure you've heard of Abraham Maslow and his hierarchy of needs. Well, there isn't a single area of his hierarchy of needs that isn't threatened by speaking poorly in public. Let's think of the basic needs. In our history, our basic needs are met by cooperation with other people. If we speak poorly within the group, we risk alienation from the group, and our basic and most essential needs will not be met. Security and safety needs. Once again, our safety is dependent on cooperation with the group. If we fail in front of that group, they may no longer cooperate to protect us. Belongingness needs. Do you see a pattern? We have a strong need to belong. Making a fool of ourselves in front of the group risks our exclusion and forfeiting our sense of belonging. Esteem and worth needs. We need to be worthy. We need to experience accomplishment This worthiness of our accomplishments needs to be validated by others. Do poorly in presenting your ideas to others, and you will lose the esteem of others, potentially. And finally, self-actualization needs, the top of the tree. When all other needs are met, we need to succeed and fulfill our potential. Presentations such as TED Talks have become powerful ways to express your esteem, credibility, and show your potential. Screw up your TED Talk, and the whole Maslow triangle is going to fall down. How do we overcome this fear then? Well, let's just deal with the nervousness, because that's the external embodiment, and we'll deal with the internal in a future episode. The solutions are pretty simple and highly effective. When we get scared, we become adrenalized, and that adrenaline needs a release. So manage the symptoms of your fear. Stamping your feet, beating something with your hands, shouting out loud will release the adrenaline while retaining a little bit of extra energy to put into your presentation. You can easily do this for a couple of minutes before you begin. Find yourself off to the toilet. Stamp your feet. You will release some of that nervous energy. And you can try breathing exercises. They'll help you take the edge off the nerves. Breathe in for 6 seconds. Hold your breath for 2. And then breathe out for 7 seconds. Repeat 3 times. This will slow the heartbeat, focus the mind, and reduce the physical symptoms of the stress response you're experiencing. So what you do, yeah, you breathe in for 6. In 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2. And then start breathing out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, and you do that 3 times. And that will take the edge off your nervousness. But what would be better is to control the real cause, the fear of failure. Fear of failure is shuttling forwards into the future, imagining it all going wrong, then imagining that somehow you can prevent things from going wrong. Well, we are not Swiss clocks. We are going to skip a beat from time to time. Mistakes are common, and they are necessary. So my last suggestion is that you change your mindset entirely on what public speaking is, what it is to you, and what it means to you to do it. And that's going to be the topic of all of my future podcasts in this area, changing your mindset when it comes to public speaking and smashing every public speaking opportunity that comes up. Now, the Speak Fearless Academy isn't just about overcoming the fear of public speaking. It's also about gaining mastery of the skill of public speaking, creating powerful narratives that affect change in others, and learning how to deliver those narratives in a way that influence and impacts your audience, no matter what the reason. And that's also what we're going to focus on in future podcasts. Well, thank you for joining me for this very first episode of the Speak Fearless Academy podcast. I hope you'll join me for the next episode, where I will introduce you to the powerful, persuasive tools of speech that were given to us as gifts by the ancient Greeks. Until next time, balance in all things. Take care now.
You've been listening to the Speak Fearless podcast. Head on over to speakfearless.co.uk now for more tips, training, and advice on public speaking and business presentations.